Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
Delaney.
It sure is.
Hello, breakfast welcome.
Food. Good morning.
Welcome to breakfast again.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Your specialty is food.
It's great to be
you
here.
You have 10 minutes. Your time starts now.
Okay, let's talk food. It's nearly winter, so the weather's got colder. Hate to just always talk about the weather, but you know, it's so related to how we eat and how we feel and what we want to eat.
What I see you doing, I see you lying in bed imagining people's winter menus and going, ooh, I wonder what,
There's a lot of that.
Yeah, I know.
There's a lot
Seems
of
like
thinking.
Yesterday we were talking about the fresh summery salads and your cookbook that you put out at Christmas. How'd it go, by the way?
Yeah, it went pretty well, actually.
Oh,
yeah, first royalties checks in. And
happy to help.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't want any percentage of it.
They're still available to purchase on delaneymears.com/shop. The New Zealand Restaurant Cookbook.
Get it out there.
50 restaurants across New Zealand. Great. There's actually some really good wintry recipes in there.
The one that springs
to mind is a goat curry, a braised goat dish.
Somebody was talking, but were we talking about on air about goat the other day or not? Maybe that was at home.
Goat girl.
About how goats are really popular? Is that us? Someone's talking about how goat seems to be the go-to meat.
We were talking about the goat, Beyonce Knowles.
I was going to say, do you have a goat girl? I actually saw goat at Pack and Save the other day, really cheap, and I was like, should make a goat curry.
People say goat's a little bit tough.
You've got to slow cook it.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't just sear it a bit and then try and eat it like a steak. You want to braise that shit for hours. Maybe chuck it in a slow cooker.
The old slow cooker, here it comes again. The old slow cooker.
I know. And you know,
you can find one
in
the inorganics.
Yeah, hey, or at the op shop. Every year the best-selling cookbook is like 101 slow cooker recipes. And
it's the same thing, just a different cover.
It is. But hey, actually, I mean, you don't want to knock it because they're a bit, you know, the cookbooks are ugly, but they're so good. You just turn them on and forget about it, and then you've got this delicious slow braised, slightly spiced meat. It's a
what
really good
do they call that
time.
Thing that begins with C?
Casserole. My grandma made a mean casserole.
It's that word thing that begins with C, casserole.
I've never understood what a casserole actually is. It seems like
here's the opportunity. We've got a food reporter joke.
Homely thing that like people in American sitcoms are like, you've just been to a funeral? Here's a casserole. It just looks like a dish full of shit with cheese on top.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, I feel like they might have a different definition over there.
I think that I can know there'd be somebody, you would have got perhaps someone's hackles up then by saying just a dish of shit.
It's some people,
sorry, a beautiful dish of shit. Sorry.
To me, it was always just like cubes of meat in sort of a gravy type thing with.
It's just everything that's about to expire.
It's not a pretty dish. It's a very, very unsexy dinner.
Yeah. Let's go there.
I'll tell you how you can sass up your casserole.
Tell us how you can put some fire back into the casserole bedroom.
A trick. It's called gremolata.
Yuck, that sounds gross.
It does sound gross, but it's delicious. So what it is, it's sort of...
shredded gremlin.
It's sort of an Italian...
Like a gremlin butter.
...thing, and it's basically very finely chopped raw parsley, raw garlic, and lemon zest.
Isn't it?
No. So it's almost like a sprinkle. So I do it in the in my little Zappy food processor stick blender thing. But you could just finally
chop
them all.
Is that like a pencil sharpener?
A stick blender.
Yeah.
You know, they're the handheld stick blender with
like
a blade at the bottom.
It's a wand.
A wand, yes. And mine has a tiny or like a small food processor attachment at the bottom. So it's
Pencil sharpener in the kitchen is not really up to much.
Really handy. No. Anyway, gremolata is traditionally like if you slow braised a meat.
It's like a lemon gremlin.
Yeah, totally a lemon gremlin. So like ossobuco or oxtail or something, you know, those thick, sticky, rich slow braised meats. And then you sprinkle the gremolata on
viscous.
Top while it's hot. And all that sort of the raw garlic, the lemon and the parsley. Because you only need a little sprinkle.
Bit of a trick.
It's honestly, it's beautiful. It's
so once again, that's it. You just.
It's parsley, lemon zest, and garlic.
Okay,
a little bit of salt.
Okay.
Gremolata. So yeah, I mean, you could Google it. There are recipes out there.
And that's going to turn your casserole into a
Cesserole?
Beautiful
Sorry, I'm not sorry. Turn your casserole into a casserole. So that's the track.
I'll be happy with ending the show there. It was awesome.
Now we've got to talk about porridge.
I would.
How?
Let's talk about porridge. Let's talk about oats, rolled oats, organic oats. Any difference?
Rolled oats.
Scotch oats.
Scotch oats. Depends what kind of consistency you're after.
What does it? How does it work? What do you mean?
Well, I guess a rolled oat is quite a chunky, quite a big still. You know, they're still, yeah. You can sort of see the big piece. Scotch oats are...
Finely milled.
Exactly the same product, but...
Yeah, it's milled and with a Scotsman on the run.
So, I mean, if rolled oats are cheaper to buy, like plain oats, just chuck them, you know, blitz it yourself if you've got a food processor.
Organic oats, almost twice the price. Organic rolled oats.
I don't know a lot about the state of organic oats. So
they're delicious. They're delicious.
They are delicious.
It annoys me. The sort of thing you wouldn't imagine would be much difference in price.
It's true. I'd have to look into that. But my thing with oats is adding other stuff. And I've always been a big fan of ground linseed.
Or LSA, of course.
Or LSA. Yeah, LSA is the mix with almond and sunflower as well.
Yep. Very good for your heart.
Yeah, and also ground millet. My grandmother always used to make millet.
Sounds a bit like mullet to me, and the idea of putting ground fish in my porridge. No.
You love a mullet. and so that can add, you know, like a bit of nuttiness and just a bit of, you know, it just sort of jizzes it up a bit. And so then always with the seasonal fruit at the moment, bit of feijoa, bit of honey.
Yeah, feijoa, yuck.
Raw feijoa.
My girlfriend
honey,
put a bag yogurt. Of feijoas on the bed the other night. You know how much I hate feijoas,
eh? How dare she?
May as well put an old skinned fox on the bed or something. Gross.
Listen to it. we're right in the throes of feijoa season, but we won't talk about them because, I mean, you can read about them in every single food publication that is getting published currently. And Mikey hates them.
I hate them.
Porridge.
I'm no Marcus Lush when it comes to feijoas.
Is he a fan?
Yeah, he's obsessive about it. It's weird.
Yeah, it's one of those true seasonal fruits that still gets people excited because they're only here for a short time. So, yeah, there's that.
It's the longest part of the year, if you ask me.
On seasonal fruit, though, it is autumn, and you can't get them at many supermarkets, but my mum's got this really great guava tree.
Guavas! You know, they are very underrated. Yeah, and the guavas just keep to themselves. They're not showy.
That's true.
But they're delicious.
They are.
Have you ever had guava juice?
Guava nectar.
Oh, I don't know.
Sit down.
Sent from the heavens above.
Listen to it. Delicious. I mean, I love guava jelly, but yesterday I just...
Oh, the jelly pales in comparison to the nectar.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean...
I think guava nectar is, if I'm not mistaken, it's guava juice just with heaps of sugar as well.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah, the tinned ones are really big and just soaking in syrup. They're really good too. But, my mum's got a tree and my parents are away, so I went and raided it. Yesterday and just had a feast. And
come home, the ice. I've been in the bad bloody garden.
It was great. So there's two varieties that I know of that I've experienced.
Do they ever give you the wrong itinerary sort of thing? And like maybe they're not leaving till the day after tomorrow or something like that. And then they're at home like with the lights off, watching you in the back garden, just pillaging all their fruit and stuff like that.
No.
And look at her. Look at the minute our back's turned, she's in there.
They're
backing
policy.
Up a truck. Look, meep, meep.
So what are the two varieties?
Well, they're red and yellow. I don't know their names. But, it's one of those ones that you kind of maybe could do a bit of a forage for. Potentially, because I know that they're in people's gardens, but they're just not something
you see. Do they grow wild?
Yeah, they're just not something you see bulk in the supermarket ever. I think they bruise easily. They don't travel super well. You want to eat them pretty fresh.
Yeah.
So find a friend with a tree. I used to have a paper run when I was at primary school.
Oh, yeah. If you're like me, you made a lot of money doing a paper run.
Heaps of money.
Yeah.
And just fuel me with chocolate bars or something, I don't know. And then there was a walkway between two of the streets and there was a guava tree that overhung, and I used to just take a 5-minute guava pit stop on my paper run and
25 minutes.
Gorge on guavas. So wonderful. Yeah, little shout out for the undersung hero.
Someone said guava
fruit.
Jelly and gravy for roast lamb.
Oh yes.
Seasonal fruit
in
a savoury dish.
Yes, listener. That's And there's another recipe.
What about that text? Have a guava tree, have a juicer, ballin' over in Avondale.
Absolutely ballin'.
Ballin'.
Also, like, feijoa discourse seems to be so contentious
in
a way that I don't understand.
Someone's written feijoa, the rat of fruits.
The rat of fruits.
With you there.
It's polarising.
Yuck.
Someone else has said cardamom and porridge, which is absolutely 100% correct.
Cardamom, cinnamon,
brown sugar.
Apples of brown sugar.
You definitely need the brown sugar with the spices to kind of, you know, make it a really good time. So Really good.
Someone says toasted macadamias.
Aotea macadamias in bulk. Good.
$33 a kg with frozen blueberries after the feijoas are done.
Yes. Frozen fruit for porridge is also a really good one. Raspberries, they're a little bit more expensive. I'm a big fan. Yeah, so many great options for winter porridge. There was one other thing I was going to say. Oh, the bulk place, someone's mentioned toasted macadamias, but there's a little bulk spice shop behind Wendy's on Dominion Road. If you're not familiar with it, that's a great place to get your oats, your LSA.
Dominion Road, you don't go wandering around behind Wendy's anywhere else.
No.
Yuck.
Nah. Yeah. You know the one, it's sort of, it's tucked away, you know.
I know yeah. what you mean. Yeah, I know what you mean. The opposite, there's a pet shop opposite.
Yeah,
and down that thing you don't have to put there.
Yeah, there's a little car park around the back.
Yeah.
And they've got, just great bulk. That's all different flours as well, if you're into like sort of spelt flour and rice flour. And
a lot of dry goods.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Oftentimes in my head, certain times in my life, I've thought about the trading of dry goods.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah, okay. All the best to you.
Hey, well, I'm really stoked about that. Baller in Avondale just having a good time with his guava tree.
There's a person calling a feijoa a vomit grenade.
Oh. Yeah, I'm with you. Now, my people, these are my people. Yeah, what's happening? Beeps.
Nom, 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
Thank you very much, Delaney. Hey, text message.